Good afternoon. The front that brought the showers and thunderstorms late yesterday afternoon and last night continues to track off the eastern seaboard. Cooler air is flowing in on an increasing northwest breeze, which is also driving the humidity levels down. And temperatures will be more autumn-like today than in recent days, with readings mainly in the 60s to around 70 north of I-90 and in the lower to mid-70s to the south of I-90. At the same time, an upper-level disturbance continues to roll through southern Canada and into the region. It'll pivot through during the day today, creating some instability. The result will be in-and-out sunshine with the risk of a few passing showers, primarily in the Adirondacks, northern New York, and central and northern Vermont, while southern parts of the region will have a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day. Skies will be mostly cloudy, but still the risk of a shower tonight, especially in the evening, with lows dropping back into the 40s to around 50. With high pressure building in, we'll enjoy mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. It'll be mild for this time of year, with highs back into the lower 70s. A ridge of high pressure will establish itself in the mid-levels of the atmosphere to our south later on in the week. This will prevent a front from pushing through the region on Thursday. Instead, it will give us a glancing blow. And with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll run the risk of a few showers, especially to the north, with highs in the mid-70s. Back to more sunshine on Friday, giving way to increasing clouds late in the afternoon, but it'll be dry for the end of the work week with highs in the mid-70s. Another front will make a stronger approach during Friday night and Saturday morning with the chance of showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds to start the weekend in the upper 70s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday afternoon and highs staying in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the remnants of former tropical storm Lorena will continue to produce rain across the southwest. There'll be enough moisture in place to support significant rain with widespread 1 to 2 inch totals with higher amounts locally and the greatest amounts in central and southern Arizona. With this additional rain, the potential for additional flash flooding is likely through today. The Storm Prediction Center has also issued a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over the southwest. The biggest risk with these storms is frequent lightning, large hail, and damaging wind. Even an isolated tornado cannot be ruled out with this system. In the tropical Atlantic, Tropical Storm Jerry is moving slowly to the north and is expected to bend to the east and head toward Bermuda tomorrow. Tropical Storm Karen is 65 miles south-southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico, and moving toward the north near 8 miles per hour. This motion is expected to continue today, and a north-northeastward motion with some increase in forward speed is forecasted tonight through tomorrow night. On this forecast track, the center of Karen will pass near or over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands this afternoon, then move over the western Atlantic tonight and tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are at 40 miles per hour, and slow strengthening is in the forecast. And Tropical Storm Lorenzo is way out in the eastern Atlantic, but is expected to intensify and could be a major hurricane by the weekend. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 48. The record high, 90, set in 2017. And the record low, 27, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:49 p.m. 12 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a passing shower and highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few scattered showers and highs around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild in the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a few showers Thursday, especially in the Adirondacks, mid-70s. Sunshine on Friday, giving way to some late-day clouds in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers Saturday in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, lower 70s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday with highs near 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.